Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
AB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP, it's 620.
Okay, what kind of money
snow
grabbing?
Snow coming around noon or so today.
What kind of money grabbing scam do you have going on?
No, this
now?
Is good. This is another option. If you have a pet and you don't know what you're going to do when the pet passes, you could have the pet cremated, you have them buried at a pet cemetery, you could bury the pet in your backyard, although I don't know how legal
in
that
a pet
is.
Pet cemetery.
That's right.
What a horrible song that was, huh?
How about this? What? There's a company that has, it's a Bellevue, Washington-based company that does an eight-week compost of your pet.
What?
So what happens is the pet is buried in a rich organic soil, and the pet becomes the compost, and then you get the compost, and you can do whatever you want with it in your backyard. Like, I could have my garden be like a Bella garden when she passes, and the soil would be very rich compost that she is a part of, as opposed to having ashes brought to you in an urn or something like that. It's not a bad service. Like, it's somewhere between $100 and $700, depending on the size of the pet and that kind of thing. That is not a bad idea. Between $100 and $700.
$700 to get your cucumbers to taste like dog?
Well, it wouldn't taste like dog.
Are you sure?
It would just be part of that soil. You would know that.
Can you guarantee me that?
Well, yes.
I don't want my cucumbers to taste like dog.
No, it doesn't make it sound taste like anything. Here's, in fact...
Imagine you go to cut up your cucumber in a box.
There's a nice lady in the story. This is her story. This is about the compost and her finding out about it and her doing it. Here it is.
The thought of Coda being gone forever devastated Laura. Then she heard of something called Rooted. The Bellevue-based company does an eight-week compost of your dead pet, turning the remains into a rich organic soil. It's completely legal and actually more environmentally friendly than burying an animal in the backyard. Laura plans to use Coda to plant a tree.
And I can plant a beautiful tree that I can have forever and watch it grow and, you know, decorate it and feed the birds from it and things like that. That, I think, is the most appealing, and I think that will give me comfort.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on!
Laura's also a dog trainer. God. A blessing since she misses her Coda so dearly.
Go get the ball!
But someday soon she'll have a reminder of their friendship that will live on.
The circle of life, right? Still kind of moving on, growing.
There it is.
I hate hippies.
It's a circle of life.
I do. I can't stand
it. No, but it's a good thing. I like this.
Stop it.
That's a good thing.
Okay.
Be able to have your dog as compost instead of an ashes in an urn you don't know what to do with.
So now your dog
And you're burying the dog in your backyard isn't a good idea. Raccoons, foxes, whatever could dig it up.
So
you don't want that.
So now your dog is equivalent to like old eggshells. I mean, you know.
Or fish. Yes.
Right.
But it's part of the compost. So you get a rich compost from this company called Rooted. I thought that was a good idea.
Go ahead. Listen,
think about it. That's
we
a good idea.
We both know.
And you have the comfort of the dog is there somewhere in some way.
Can we be honest for a second?
Yeah.
We both know that you are not spending $700 to get compost out of your dog.
Well,
I know this.
Well, it costs you something to dispose of your pet.
If you're honest with yourself, you know this. Brett knows this.
Mm-hmm.
Ted knows this. You are not spending $700 to compost your dog.
For Bella, I would.
No, you wouldn't.
For Bella, Bella's the only dog I've ever had.
No, you
Bella.
You wouldn't spend $700 to compost Ted.
I know, but Ted's not Bella. Let's be honest. This is perfect.
I'm gonna take my dog and make a tree out of it.
This is not what I was picturing. Much more peaceful than that.
Woo, woo. Supposed to wait till after the dog dies.
Yeah, right. This whole picture you're painting, Brett, is wrong. Wrong. There it is. Another option. You don't have to just hand your dog over to the vet or have it cremated or backyard, whatever. You could have compost. That's actually a pretty good idea.
Throw some lime down. Everybody's fine.
624. The snow is coming this afternoon. A lot of closings now. Ted Linder is looking at the roads.
And right now, your VAB Browns Ram Truck Center in Medford, Long Island traffic. We are in pretty good shape here across the
board. JP on VAB. I was just telling you about a new service for your pet. If your pet's at the end and you don't know what to do with it, there's a company called Rooted in Washington State where you can have the pet composted instead of either, you know, incinerated or buried in a backyard or whatever. And then it's you get a whole thing of soil that involves your pet's ashes and that kind of thing. And you could have that.
That's what they tell you. Pet.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Of course.
That's what they tell you.
Depending on size of the dog, it's somewhere between $1 and $700.
Right. That's but what I'm saying is they tell you your dog's in that soil. Meanwhile, your dog's in a dumpster.
They don't.
And they just send you a bag of dirt. They get you Scott's Turf Builder.
Even if there's ashes, you don't know who's ashes.
They chop
you got to trust a little, I guess.
Yeah, okay. Because that's what we do around here. We trust.
Good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
We put a troubling lad to sleep about 5 years ago at the West Babylon, West Side of Veterinary Center there.
Yeah.
Cost close to $600, and it would have been more if we wanted a personal cremation, but we did a group cremation.
A group cremation?
They do it with other animals as well. And then we just put another a black lamb to sleep a couple of weeks ago up in New Hampshire. It cost $150 for the group burial.
See the difference?
Right.
$150 in New Hampshire, $600 here.
That's insane.
Yeah, I couldn't dig a hole up there in New Hampshire because the ground was too hard. So I took paw prints in plaster of Paris to keep the memory of the dog.
Oh, that's cool. That's nice.
I'm still stuck on $600 New York, $150 in New Hampshire. It's cool. Dude, we got to get out of
here. Everything here.
We got to get out of here.
Got to get out of New York. The guy that owned the Oak Beach Inn had it right, man. Get out of New York State before it's too late.
Sure did.
Hey, thanks for the call.
Sure
All
did.
Right.
Bye. It's Bob Matheson.
It's the same oven. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's the same incinerator, whatever you want to call it. It's the same thing. On Long Island, it's the same thing in New Hampshire. And in New Hampshire, in the winter, they got you by the balls. He's right. The ground's frozen. You can't dig it up.
Right.
They got you by
the
balls.
They still keep the price reasonable.
They're still charging only $150. Here, during the middle of the summer, they're nailing you for $600 for the group dump, whatever you want to call it.
That was 5 years ago. You know that went up.
Right. Right.
Ah, yeah. Just after 6:30.
Everybody's a crook. Everybody's robbing you. Everybody.
102.3 WBAB. Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP.